Looking for low-stress ways to create a healthier, non-toxic environment in your home? The Green Divas make it fun and easy with useful information for making a beautiful and eco-friendly Green Diva home. Yay, we have Beth Greer, supernatural mom, author of Supernatural Home. Hi, Beth.
Hi there.
We are talking about water at home today. So tell us what are we going to talk about water at home?
Okay, well, I was at a conference recently and I met this really cool scientist who's a water researcher. And he told me that more than 99% of our body's molecules are water molecules. And that really surprised me.
Wow.
And then he said, yeah. And then he said, ignoring the kind of water you drink is as illogical as ignoring the kind of food you eat.
Right.
And it's like, right. I just, yeah, of course. And so I write about water in my book, Supernatural Home. And I just wanted to share, because I always get asked the same questions. What's better, bottled water or tap water?
Right.
So I want to talk about those two things. So, okay, let's start with tap. So the Associated Press did a study of our drinking water across the nation, and this is upsetting to me, but it is contaminated with prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs in significant quantities, they said.
Yeah,
it's
just astonishing and kind of upsetting, actually.
I know. So things like antibiotics and pain medications and antidepressants, sex hormones, sleeping pills, right? I mean, really. So that's number one. Plus, there's heavy metals. They found a lot of heavy metals in there, mercury, lead. So yeah.
Wait a minute. These are. Does the FDA have any, or who is it that would have standards? EPA, FDA. Who has standards for water?
EPA has standards over tap, and FDA has standards over bottled.
Okay, so the EPA says it's okay for us to get all these kind of gratuitous pharmaceuticals and heavy metals?
Well, what they're saying is that they really don't have any control over it. It's so vast, and they don't know how to really control it.
Oh.
You know, that's the thing.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Gotcha.
So there's no way to kind of monitor it. And so with bottles, Natural Resources Defense Council, they did a study of bottled water. They studied over 1,000 bottles of different water brands. And they found that a lot of these brands contain dangerous chemicals and bacteria and even arsenic.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So if you think you're, you know, it's just because it says on the label, you know, pure, clean, whatever, it may not be true. And and that's very disturbing. So, for example, like 25 to 30% of the bottled water comes from the city tap.
Right, right.
And sometimes it's treated and sometimes it's not. So what you need to do is check the bottle label or the cap. And if it says, quote, like if it's from a municipal water source or from a community water source, then you know that means it's from tap water.
Right, right, right.
So I'm hoping that if it says spring water, natural spring water, it's from a natural spring.
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to say about bottled water is that, you know, the water bottles are bad for the environment.
Like, oh, they're horrible.
Right?
Yeah, so we've done whole segments, and I've been on television talking about the impact of that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so 8 out of 10 bottles end up in landfill, basically. So
yeah.
I'm sure it contributes to global warming. And then, of course, there's the whole thing in the Pacific gyre with the tiny bits of plastic that fish and birds are eating. So that's kind of become a nightmare.
Yeah.
And another thing people should know about bottled water is that the longer like a plastic water bottle sits on a shelf, whether it's in your grocery store or even in your refrigerator, there's a higher risk that you'll consume this chemical called antimony. And antimony is a potential carcinogen.
Never heard of that one. I've heard of BPA, and there's something that they've replaced BPA with. Never heard of this one.
All right. Okay, so the thing that they replace BPA with is BPS, and so you need to know that has not been tested. And so it's a little bit of bait and switch you know, they're saying, right. Oh, it's BPA free, and then they're putting BPS in, and scientists are thinking that it's, you know, it's just as bad. So what I recommend is getting a water filter.
Yeah.
And filtering your home water and then filling up with glass or metal water bottles.
Now,
I do in-home visits, and I have to say, I can't tell you how many times I test people's water, and I can't tell you how many times the tap water is actually cleaner than the filtered water, because guess what? They forget to change their filter.
Right.
So crazy. So really, if you get the water filter, remember to change your filter, leave notes for yourself, because bacteria can you know, build up on these filters, and, you know, it's not good, and it's not definitely not better than your tap water.
Yeah, that's an excellent reminder. We don't have those kind of sort of countertop or filtered. We have a major house system in the basement, and once a year we change the filters down there. But and we're good about that.
Yeah. Right. And so there's one other chemical that I discovered that was kind of disturbing in our tap water. And it's actually a chemical used in pesticides and weed killers called dichloroethanol.
Ooh.
And it's the same chemical used to chlorinate drinking water.
Right,
so,
and we don't want
that. So that's
that.
Why you don't want that. That is why it's really important, get yourself a good filter. And I don't really love the Brita filters. I don't think that they do the best job. You know, it'd be good to get a filter under your sink. And I list a whole bunch of them in my book. And
oh, good.
So, or people can go to my website, supernaturalmom.com.
Excellent. And thank you so much. And I know that there'll be a post to go along with this, and your posts are so great and thorough, and we're so, so glad to have you on board. Thanks so much, Beth.
Great. Thank you, Megan.
Find out more about this Green Divas at Home segment and lots of other great low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green at thegreendivas.com. That's THE, greendivas.com.